Okay, it is July 14th. This is a beer report. Groucho and Chud reporting.
Hey, ow.
It's a Thursday night, and we've just hit a couple pretty good beers, I think, for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we are fucking bricks.
Definitely. I think we not only hit good beers, I think we have hit the best beer on the planet tonight.
Okay.
In my opinion, the best beer on the entire planet.
You're jumping the fucking gun. You know that.
Well, you can't, fuck the gun.
No, fuck you, man. You gotta start in order the fucking beers.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Fuck it.
Fucker. Hey, there's a lot of...
Sound a lot like Kurt.
God damn.
Okay. Shut up.
Okay, so... Tonight, we took the initiative and we tried the Bell's Amber Ale, and I've heard a lot about the Bell's Brewery, blah, blah, it's great, it's a small batch brewery.
Now, should we tell them where we really started off in order to get a true effect for the evening?
No, where was that?
We started off with a Bud Light.
Oh, that was for supper.
Well, we
that was on the grill, dude.
To get a true flavor of where we were as pathetic Americans, we decided
did you even
to start.
One?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
because we knew we were working our way up in the world. We decided to start off with the pathetic shite of Bud Light.
I packed my fridge with the shite for guests, which you're fucking drinking right now. So you better.
Well, that's
because
we drank all the good shit. So fuck off.
The fridge is packed with that bullshit because we got a. My kid's birthday party this weekend, and if I don't have fucking Bud Light in the fridge, everybody goes, oh, what's this stuff? I'm not going to drink this. It's not Bud Light. It's not Miller Lite. Anyway, that's a conspiracy against America, and I'm not even going to start on that.
Again, macro brew whoredom.
Yes. Okay, so anyway.
Fucking Babylon.
So anyway, I sent little Chud into Pekin to get us some beer tonight, and he came back with Bell's Amber Ale. And Bell's Brewery, pretty good stuff. And we got the nice... beer flues tonight. The trumpet glass. God damn, this is some good beer.
There's some really good beer out of good old Kalamazoo,
Michigan.
Michigan, which almost seems like a cliche in itself.
And I enjoyed it.
I did like it. It was it's got a strong flavor, but there's not a lot of aftertaste to it.
We're such snob bitches because
we are.
Normally we would go, oh yeah, this is pretty good beer, blah blah blah, but. Tonight we saw the friggin' the hops and
yeah.
Oh, we're beer whores.
As it states on here, how does this go?
See, when you drink Bud Light, you don't read the fucking label, do you?
Shut up. So want some rational reasons to get all the Sturm and
Sturm? Did you make that up?
I don't know. It starts blasting all this German crap. Maybe this is a Nazi beer we're drinking.
Okay, so here's what happened. Lil Chud runs into Broadway Liquors in Pekin, and this thing's got all this cool writing on it about, hey, you're reading the label on this, you would be impressed by our beer. And actually, the friggin' marketing did the trick, because this stuff was as good as advertised.
It was as good as advertised.
Yeah, so
it's a good high-quality American beer.
We both recommend the Bell's Amber Ale, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm pushing past this fucker because I want to get to the next beer.
Yes, the next beer... is what I recall as the greatest beer on the entire planet fucking Earth.
And why is that, Lil Chud?
Why is that?
Yeah.
Basically, this beer, it's got the full-bodied flavor of a nice dark beer, but the refreshing qualities of a good Hefeweizen.
Let's take two steps back. The beer he's talking about is Hobgoblin... imported English ale, and
yes,
it's in a friggin'
yes, yes, Gary,
yes, Gary, yes, Gary. What is the secret sign? But the Hobgoblin imported ale. Okay, I'm standing there. I'm at the import rack at the local beer store, and I'm looking at this. And what the fuck makes it so spectacular over anything else? Oh wait, when we were over in Oxfordshire in England here a couple months ago.
Yes.
This shit was like fucking gold.
Yes, when we were in England, that's when I officially declared this is my favorite beer of all time.
Yeah, and then we couldn't find it anywhere else, as I recall.
No, I figured I would be literally in tears until the next time I went back to fucking England to try this beer.
I pretty much told myself that I would never taste this beer again.
Yeah, you gave up hope. You lost hope.
I did. So, anyway, Lil Chud shows up, and he's got... Okay, so he shows me the Bell's Amber Ale. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. And then he pulls this he's got like this bag, and I'm like, okay, there's a bottle of Bombay Sapphire in there. This guy, but it wasn't. He pulls out the friggin' Hobgoblin, and I go friggin' I'm going apeshit over that. Yeah. Dude, we're kind of cussing a lot tonight, but I don't care.
When do we not cuss a lot by the time we end up recording
I
shit?
I think we're cussing a lot right now, but I'm not sure. Anyway.
Fuck you.
Fuck off, you little fuck. So anyway, the Hobgoblin bottle alone is cool because it's got little friggin' hobgoblins on broomsticks on it. But Hobgoblin ale, as I recall, when we were in England, was totally organic.
You're right, it is organic. Yeah. I forgot about that.
And it was very small batch, and it was in cask ales when we were in England, and it was served at 50 degrees as normal cask ales are because I'm a beer snob.
That
bitch,
is true.
Like I am.
Well, because, and there was the hottie Australian who explained that to me, but my dad was cock blocking.
Don't ever admit your dad is cock
blocking. Oh, son of a bitch.
Okay. So, I don't think it was the same pub. I think we were in a different pub, but.
No, that's when I first learned it, because she explained it to him while looking at me, and then my dad kept going on
was
about
that,
dumb shit.
Was that there?
Yes, that was when
she... Well, that was, she was talking about cask ale. She wasn't talking about Hobgoblin.
Well, not Hobgoblin in particular, but she was giving the rundown of all the different temperatures and stuff, about how all that works. And
Little Chud was at this brewery, and I can't remember. It was at the town where Hobgoblin is brewed.
It was the Wykewood Arms.
The Wykewood Arms, but it was in Oxfordshire, and that's a Whitney. It was in town of Whitney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Little Chud is getting his Guinness, because he's so... I had to bring up Guinness tonight, because if we don't bring up Guinness, it's not the mother of all fucking beers for you. Anyway, she's pouring friggin' shamrocks in the tops of the foam for you.
Yes, she was.
And you're just ready to do anything she wants. But anyway, and I said, hey, that's a nice-looking clover leaf you got poured there. That's a shamrock.
Yeah, she got all fucking attitude on your ass, honky American biatch.
Yeah, what the fuck? You better get some culture, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I got the hot Australian fucking pouring my beers for me, and you're insulting her intelligence.
And how'd that pan out for you?
By the time Dad showed up and asked her where her family came from, I was fucking ready to crawl into a hole.
Yeah, you were done.
It was worthless. Not only did you once, but I went back by myself a second time.
No, you didn't, did you?
Hoping to get my...
Oh, is that when you threw the tip at her?
No, that was the first time. Well, because the fucking English coinage is fat, man.
You don't have dollar bills over there.
No, you can drop a quarter on a bar, and it's no big deal. You drop an English pound, that fucker's like dropping a fucking slab of gold. That thing bounces, man. There's a weight to it. That's like 3 pounds of fucking metal.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, no, I went back up a second time and started talking to her. You know, of course, I'm separating myself from the group to smoke a cigarette just for the... purposes of hitting on this chick.
Did you ever say yo, babe?
No.
Okay.
Fuck you. I'm metal. I don't say that shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go and talk to her again. So then all of a sudden, 2 seconds later, Dad's right behind me, started drilling her with her questions, asking what's her brother act like? What do her parents act like? Like, you know.
Did Dad get her number?
He should have, asshole.
All right. Enough about Dad, because actually last week we found out our friggin' mom listened to this friggin' show.
Oh, that was bad.
That was bad. I started talking about sucking the mother teat at the lining pool factory, and Dan started about Oedipus complexes and that. Oh, Chud. Little Chud.
Yeah. Oh, you said my name.
Son of Beach.
Say my name, bitch. Shit. All right. That's all right.
Okay. So anyway, Hobgoblin Brewery will go down in infamy as the greatest beer ever. And
yes. We went there and they wouldn't let us in.
We went to the brewery.
We went to the brewery and they said, fuck you, American assholes. Yeah. You're not coming in.
Oh, you're
in
British? You can come on in. Oh, you Americans? Fuck you.
Anyway. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait. I just want some friggin' glasses. If anybody's listening to England, I just want some friggin' Hobgoblin glasses with a little Hobgoblin at the bottom of the glass. All right. Anyway.
Because I'm about the Hobgoblin beanie, but...
Right. Yeah. Okay, and I was also going to... It wouldn't be a beer cast unless we talk about Line and Kugel.
We got to talk about some Linings.
Yeah. And again, okay, this is like the third podcast in a row where we mentioned Creamy Dark.
Yes, it is.
Apparently we can't drink that shit. I love Liney. I'll mention it every time. Hopefully we'll get a beer cast sponsorship from them, but the Lining... Okay, we drank some great beers tonight, some great dark beers, and then we got to the Liney, the last glass of the night, in these great, you know, trumpet flues here, and the Liney, it tasted like a dark beer with no guts. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's kind of like, It was the true example of the shallowness of American culture and why we love it.
I love American culture, but it was
like,
nice.
It was dark, and it gave the impression of depth, but there was no depth to that beer.
About halfway through your swallow, you tasted the liney, regular lager.
Exactly,
right there.
Exactly. Yeah, it starts off like, wow, this is great, this is beautiful. It's just like everything else.
Yeah, but it's a liney.
But there's a little bit extra effort. It is a liney, which...
Yeah,
which in its being a liney, it's somewhat better than everything else.
That's true. And then I want to talk about the Alamo when we saw Don play with the Damon Fowler Group, DamonFowler.com. There was Berry Weiss on tap. The line
there
of
was
Berry
Weiss.
Weiss
on tap,
and that was pretty unusual because this is Springfield, Illinois. We're talking about, and Berry Weiss is usually sold in 6-packs, 12-packs around here, and this stuff was in the keg. And that's almost like wine, beer. It's kind of an odd combination.
It was very fruity.
Yeah.
It was very fruity.
I can only stand a couple glasses of it, and then I'm done. But I did suffer through the whole night, because they had a deal on it, dude. It was like $1.75.
Yeah, I wish I would have known that. I spent so much fucking money in other shit beer.
Yeah, I think I saw you drinking that football beer on the other side of the room there.
It was a football beer, but yeah, the Berry Weiss, I just can't hang with the Berry Weiss.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm feeling a little bit too much like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
No, come on. God damn.
I know. I
got to go to homosexuality.
I got a little John Wayne complex, but, you know. I'll drink my fucking American shit.
Well, there, Pilgrim. Hey, and by the way, we had a great photo shoot with Foe.
Yes, we did.
The end of last episode, and I know it's been a couple weeks. Maybe Foe's not listening, but I swear to God, that fucker was grinding on that saddle.
Oh, dude, he was all over the saddle.
Dude, I didn't even want...
Dude, that saddle horn?
Yeah?
Oh, man.
He was working that thing like a friggin' stripper on a metal pole. Brass rail, man. He's going nuts.
I think he liked that nice hard leather that was on it.
God damn it!
God damn it! He was screaming, God damn, I got the saddle horn stuck somewhere.
Anyway,
but,
you notice he didn't drink any beer, but he was still smiling by the end of the night.
He had a great big smile on his face. Yeah.
We love Foe.
Let that motherfucker tell you the riddle of steel, God damn it. He's got a fucking riddle already.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, so let's go down. We had the Bell's. The Bell's Amber Ale.
The Bell's Amber Ale is a great beer.
Rocks. And highly recommended, and we got it in a 6-pack. Price wasn't bad, but the beer was great.
Yeah, beer is good.
So if you have the means and the facilities, get that. The Hobgoblin, we will never not recommend Hobgoblin beer.
The Hobgoblin, to me, is the Jesus Christ of beers.
But you're a fucking psycho.
Okay, well, okay.
And Leinenkugel is Jesus Christ to me, so I guess, no, the Hobgoblin's good, and I highly recommend it.
If you're a sociopath, I recommend you buy Hobgoblin, you know.
Coming from a real sociopath, that's a strong endorsement. Hobgoblin's good, and it really is for the 1 point, whatever the hell that thing is, it's like a 1.5 bottle, $3.50, and I love it. It's good, spicy, good, mm-hmm. strong English ale. I like it.
Definitely.
And then the Liney's Creamy Dark. I think as it comes down to three episodes now, we've both determined that that's not that drinkable of a beer.
You know what it is? I like the Creamy Dark, but I have to accept it. It's like the American Idol of beers. It's just like, they're talented.
Where are you going? Come on.
No, it's like, it's a talented beer. It's got potential. It's got quality to it. It's kind of like listening to jazz. They're all great musicians, but they end up with a pile of crap at the end because it's boring.
Okay, you put some closure on that. That was actually decent.
If that makes sense to you.
It does.
Yeah.
And then...
It's like, yeah.
What else? Oh, well, I guess the Berry Weiss we both talked about. I actually like the Berry Weiss. If you have a couple glasses of it in a ice-cold package on a hot summer day. It is very refreshing.
I'm thinking if you're at Christmas and you're wearing a red
what
sweater with a big
are you talking about?
Gut
that?
And some fucking reindeer socks on your penny loafers, then
you are penny loafers. What are you, 1983? Michael J. Fox over there?
I was barely born by then. Yeah. Fuck off.
God damn. All right, so I think the Leinenkugel Berry Weiss is a pretty decent beer in the middle of summer with a couple... Yeah, ice cold brews, but you can only drink two or three at a time, and you get very sick of it very quick. And that is... this is a very abrupt ending because we're getting pretty late.
Very abrupt ending. It's been a 15-minute.
I know. Normally it's 8 minutes.
I know.
God damn.
Jesus Christ, we dragged this fucker out.
All right. Well, I'm hanging out with Foe tonight after the show. Maybe he'll bring Barry with him. And
I'm hoping he brings some dirty bitches, too.
Why you gotta be like that?
Fuck him, man. He got Sue Lee, didn't he?
Fuck, God,
no,
Sue Lee.
No, that was Brumbelow. I'm sorry.
Yeah. God damn. Let's call
All
Barry
right.
up.
I'm still working on the first lady. I am. I think we might have an interview set up soon.
Yeah, but Laura's really looking forward to this interview.
Hey, man, she's going to dig my libertarian shit out of her uptight Republican fucking husband.
All right, so...
Libertarian means no limits, motherfucker.
July 14th, this is the Beer Report from Groucho and Chud.